This is the BBC.
Enter a short idiot.
Good evening, folks. I commence by walking backwards for Christmas.
Why?
It's all the rage. Next, an excerpt from East Lynne. Dead! Dead! And never called me mother!
Perhaps you were his father.
Shut up, famous
Mr. Siegel. Mr. Siegel. Please remove that false bald woman's wig.
And leave myself naked at the mating season? Never.
Very well. I sentence you to the highly esteemed Goon Show.
They can go home today. Presenting Wallace Greenslade in his daring announcement entitled...
Le Salaire de la Peur.
Meaning the wages of fear, or in England...
The fear of wages. Oh!
Part 1. The Missing Regiment.
Burma, 6th of March, 1956.
These Japs can't hold out much longer.
Oh, I don't know. This is the 14th year we've been fighting them.
Don't worry, Major. I can't stand much more of your drunken singing and bottle throwing.
I'm only doing my duty, sir. And they'd better surrender soon. We've had no food or pay since that silly telegram.
Telegram? You know what? Give it here.
Oh.
British forces Burma. Japan has surrendered. End of World War II. Book now for World War III. Dated? August 1945?
Yes, yes. I've never shown it to you before because it was obviously the work of a practical joker.
Well, I can... I can only hope it is.
Stop. A Japanese officer is attacking us with the white flag, Ure.
Dead! And it's the new Mark III armor-piercing type white flag.
Oh, blimey, I'm off.
Look, don't panic. I'll show that Jap a thing or two. Help me off with me jumpers now.
No, Major, please.
Out of my way. Look at that.
Dear listeners, from the waist downwards, Bloodnock was tattooed with a pair of false legs. Facing the wrong way.
Yes, they're all the rage, you know.
Please, do not shoot.
Who are you?
You remember me, Dennis Bloodnock. I would
not shoot. Come forward, military Japanese gentlemen. But keep your right leg raised.
Please, I am General Yakamoto, commander of all Imperial Japanese troops in that tree.
Well.
Request, please. Have unexpectedly run short of ammunition. Please, can we borrow 2 boxes until end of the war?
You haven't returned our lawnmower yet.
Look about. I'm very sorry, but have not finished mowing jungle.
No. No more credit. Clear off.
Look about. Then I'm forced to surrender.
Surrender? This means war.
Huh? I'm sorry. Have no alternative. To whom do we surrender, honorable Japanese military stars, please?
Stars? You've got stars?
Yes, I got stars. 1,000 cans of nitroglycerin.
Oh.
And 2,000 cans of sake. Sake being potent Japanese rice wine.
Sake being potent Japanese rice wine?
Yes, sir.
Oh. I am forced... Forced to accept your 2,000 cans of sake, surrender. Stack it under my bed, will you?
Please. Which are your tent, please?
The white one with the red cross on it and the 3 dummy nurses outside. Well, go on. Don't say you don't trust me.
I don't trust you.
I told you not to say it. Hand me my Royal Engineer's saxophone, issue type. Quick, Mark.
Gad, what a day this has been. A triumph for British arms. Now, I must inform the War Office that after 14 years of fighting, the Japanese army in that tree has finally surrendered.
Oh.
Dial on, brave telephone. Send those triumphant electric type impulses athwart the sleeping continents to the automatic type exchanges in London. And list. Even now sounds the tintinnabulation of the phone bell that will arouse the helmsman of England, to whom I carry the victorious news.
Back to Sea Dog Zone, mate.
Curse! Wrong number. I shall hurry through to the field of wages. Part.
Do you mind?
Do you mind? I'll make this announcement.
Thank you, Walt.
The field of wages, part two. The same day, 4 hours later.
Money, little money. Oi, 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 oi. Lovely money. It's on the range.
Moriarty, shh. Pull that transparent blind down, you fool. Now, have you sewn that £10,000 into the lining of your socks?
Yes.
Then help me get this £100 in fivers under my wig.
Right. Down in your right hand. Back a bit. Right. My distinguished.
There. Good man. Any more left?
Only this £50,000 in loose silver.
Oh. Now, where can I hide that? I've got it. Moriarty, say ah. Now, Moriarty, keep your mouth shut. I don't want... Army Pay Corps here. Chief Cashier speaking. Yes? What? Moriarty!
I'm sorry.
Yes, never mind about that. Moriarty, we're in the grid card now. Remember the third armored thunderboxes who vanished in Burma 10 years ago?
Yes.
Well, they're still alive.
Oh!
And that was their commander, Seagoon.
Oh, type O! But they spent all their back pay.
Yes.
£40,000. Sapristi, court-martial, cashiered, shot her down. Take aim, fire, bang.
Now, don't panic. My malodorous Gallic Charlie. We'll have to think of something else. Meanwhile, Max Gelray and his chromatic clinch.
Oh, the horrors, the brown power.
Night in the jungle encampment of the fourth armored Thunderboxes.
Dear sirs, I am a keen art student over the age of 21. Please forward me your selection of continental art studies in the plain wrapper. Care of GM, strokes... What? No! Don't come in for a minute. Don't come in. Abdul, quick, put the screens around my bed. Come in, Tegan.
Thank you. Major, I was just walking backwards for Christmas and I thought... I beg your pardon, madam.
Get behind that screen, Gladys. Gildy. My wife, you know, yes. It's all lies. We're just good friends, of course. Oh.
Major.
What?
Grave type news. I've spoken to Whitehall, and the Peg Corps deny that we're alive.
What? I've never had a day's death in my life. And what about our 10 years back pay? Did you tell them we've been fighting all this time?
I did. But they said these Japs we are fighting must be forgeries.
You mean they're worthless?
They said no bank would cash them.
Well, there's only one way to get our back pay. We must return to England with the entire Japanese army in that tree there.
Good, yes. Sergeant Goldberg?
Yes, sir. What is it, sir?
Uproot that tree and replant it in the back of a lorry. And try not to shake any Japs down.
Will you be taking all that Japanese liquor and wine with you?
The sake? Oh, yes, of course, yes. And don't forget the screens around my bed. It's all the rage, you know. The old screens.
You know, Bradlock, I think we'd better leave all that nitroglycerine behind. Yes?
You can't leave all that nitroglycerine behind, Seagull.
I wasn't going to. I was going to leave it behind Bradlock.
Naughty Neddy. No ad-libbing now. Now listen, Nurk. And this, dear listeners, is where we sow the seeds of Neddy's demise. Neddy, stand at ease! Now, Neddy, there's no question of you leaving that naughty, unexploded nitroglycerine behind. If you want your back pay, all Japanese stores must be surrendered to the War Office.
But it's so dangerous. Nitroglycerine? A lorry?
Yes.
Dawn, and the fourth armored Thunderboxes prepare for the long journey home. Before departure, the surrender document is signed.
Now, General Yakamoto will sign here. We'll fill in the amount later.
I watched enthralled as slowly we hauled down the Imperial Japanese credit note and ran up the victorious, bouncing British check.
Ah! Honorable signature on surrender document.
Sign with a cross, eh? You illiterate swine, you. Pass me the ink pad. There. There's my thumbprint. Now we've both signed, mate. Now get back in your tree.
Right, hurry up, Seagun, we're ready to leave.
Are the lollies warmed up?
Yes, you had them in the oven all night. How do you like yours?
Medium rare.
Splendid, splendid. Then you better drive the medium rare lorry carrying the nitro.
I'd rather drive the lorry with the sake.
No, but you're a teetotaler. No, I insist on driving with the sake.
Why?
Well, it's a long, long story. I mean, I... Well, there's a little yellow idol to the north of...
Yes, I know.
What?
But I refuse to drive the nitro lorry.
Why not?
Well, it's a long story. You see, there's a little yellow idol to the north of Kathmandu.
Shut up, Seagun. And here's a record of me saying it.
Shut up, Seagull.
Shut up,
shut up the famous echo.
Shut up the famous echo.
Shut up.
Shut up.
Get off this record at once.
Oh, hello.
Private Eccles, just the man. Do you see that lorry that everybody's keeping clear of?
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, drive it back to London. Gently.
Okay. Good boy.
Oh,
Good job I wasn't on it.
What? Then who was driving it?
I was kipping in the back of that lorry like a happy boy traveler when blungy, I was blown backwards out of my boots.
Little black and hairless singed goon. What are you doing in that lorry?
Well, it's a long story, Captain. You see, there's a little cardboard idol getting north of East Finchley, and a smug...
Shh! What? Here's Ray Addington.
Oh, Matthew.
Love me or leave me or let me be lonely. You won't believe it, but I love you only. I'd rather be lonely than happy with somebody else. Yes, the nighttime's the right time for hugging and kissing. Nighttime is my time for just reminiscing. Regretting instead of forgetting with somebody else. I want no one unless that someone is you, you, you. I intend to be independently blue, 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 blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. To have it today, to give back tomorrow. But my love is your love, or no love for nobody else. Someone is you, you, you. I intend to be independently blue, 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 blue. I want your love, but I don't want to borrow. Have it today and get back tomorrow. Cause my love is your love and no love for nobody else. I just want your love and nobody else.
That was Ray Ellington, the demon plasterer, but then you'll have guessed. And now, the fear of wages part the scram. 5 weeks of travel saw the lorries well on their way.
But look, Bradlock, you must stop drinking that sake. Without it, no back pay.
Oh, come on, just this one. It's thirsty work, this drinking, you know.
Little do English fool know that it are not sake he are drinking, but nitroglycerine that I substitute. In Japanese.
Keep quiet up that tree there.
Sorry, was just giving listeners story of plot.
Meanwhile, in England, at number 10 Frith Street.
Rhubarb, 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 rhubarb,
custard,
rhubarb.
Gridpipe, you say the nitro exploded when they were in the lorry?
Yes, Fred. Our little plan went for a button. That's why I've arranged this meeting.
I say, are you positive that this missing regiment has reappeared and is even now on its way back to England?
Yes, Mr. Chancellor of the Exchequer. And according to our records, their combined back pay and accrued interests amounts to 33 million pounds.
Oh, dear, 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 dear. This will ruin my budget. That regiment must be stopped before it reaches England.
Yes, we'll declare war on them.
What? England can't declare war on English troops.
Why not? Everyone else does.
No. We must get a foreign power to do it.
Well, choose one.
Well, Japan isn't doing anything at the moment.
I'll inform Tokyo at once.
Right.
Hello, Tokyo.
Yakabakaka, Yingtong, Idlaipo, Needle, Naranu.
Declare war on the fourth armored thunderboxes now in Burma.
I do at once. Hello, commander of Imperial Japanese forces in that tree on back of lorry in Burma.
Yes, sir.
Declare war on fourth armored thunderboxes.
I do. Very good. Fire!
Bad luck. Stop the lorry. Those Japs are firing at us.
Help me off with me, Judge.
Oh, Major, please. Not Leo the Lion. Please, yes. Not that again. They know the tattered leg trick now.
Well, there you are. It's done the trick. They've stopped firing.
Yes. I've run out of ammunition.
What? Well, there's no dice here. You've had enough on tick from us already.
Wait a minute. Please tell me how much we owe.
Sigun, play him back his account.
Right, sir. And sixpence halfpenny.
Please, Billy, please. I promise I'll pay you back at the rate of... a week.
Sigun, how much is... in English money?
It's about... sir.
It's not enough, do you hear? Here, hold me trousers.
No!
Get him out of that tree. We've got this one. They've found more ammunition. They must have had a Red Cross parcel from home.
Quick, into the driving cab. It's bulletproof.
Splendid. We can drive on and continue engaging the enemy in that tree in the back of the lorry all at the same time.
A magnificent exposition of the plot, Dunlop.
Thank you.
And under enemy fire, too.
Of course.
Have a knighthood.
Oh, tar, mate.
Right there. Drive on, Sir Dennis.
Beep a beep.
Rhubarb.
Well, thank you for your cabinet meeting, rhubarbs. Now, gentlemen, our plan to stop the fourth armored thunderboxes has failed.
Whoa!
We shall probably have to give them all their back pay.
What?
I said it first.
Custard!
What? Didn't the Japanese declare World War III on them?
Yes, but Sigun has managed to get the war onto the back of a lorry and is driving it here.
Horrors!
Moriarty.
Yes?
I must get in touch with them. What's the number of that lorry?
GXK639.
GXK639.
Take the wheel, Budlock. Hello? World War III speaking.
Where are you speaking from?
We are just drawing up outside number 10 Frith Street. That's us at the door now.
Moriarty answering.
Pristine measurements.
Sigun's the name?
Sigun? Oh, it can't be. You're a lying charlatan.
Rubbish. I'm a truthful charlatan. Now, where's our back pay?
Back pay?
Moriarty, stop shaving your head. Welcome, Colonel Sigun, welcome. Now, before you get your back pay, there is a little matter of handing over the enemy stores.
There's the lorry. The captured Japanese forces up the tree, but the nitroglycerine exploded.
And the 1,000 cans of sake?
Ooh. I'm afraid Bloodnock drank it.
Well, I'm sorry, Sigun. No sake, no back pay.
What? Heckles, get an empty bucket, quick. Now, grab Bloodnock's ankles.
What's going on here?
Hold his head over the bucket. Now, shake him. Come on. No sake, no pay.
Listeners will recall that Bloodnock has not been drinking sake, but nitroglycerin. Therefore...
And so ended World War III. Book now for World War IV.
Mr. Greenflint, would you mind telling the nice peoples that I have not been dead this week?
Certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, it is both a privilege and a pleasure to announce...
Shut up, Lubov!
Shut up, Lubov!
Shut up!
A privilege and a pleasure to announce that the lad Bluebottle was not deaded this week.
Not deaded this week. Yeah, that was a good game, that was, wasn't it? I like
that. That was The Goon Show, a BBC recorded program featuring Peter Sellers, Harry Secombe, Spike Milligan, with the Religion Quartet and Max Galbraith. The orchestra was conducted by Wally Stott, script by Spike Milligan and Larry Stevens, announcer Wallace Greenslade, the program produced by Pat Dixon.